Every year, Americans eat about 26 pounds of candy per capita. A lot of it is consumed around Halloween, which is coming right up. And it's not just the kids. Parents have been known to sneak candy out of their children's stash. Not you, of course. But you might have a guilty pleasure or two when it comes to those Halloween treats. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf does.
I have no excuses. I love candy corn. I know. It's like admitting you watch America's Next Top Model or read trashy novels. I've done both. I'm not alone in flouting social acceptability. More than 35 million pounds of candy corn is made every year. That's about 9 billion kernels. So somebody's eating this stuff, no matter how many people refuse to own up. It's even gone beyond Halloween. Candy corn now comes in orange, white, and brown for Thanksgiving. That's called Indian corn. Green, white, and red reindeer corn is for Christmas. Cupid corn, for Valentine's Day, is pink, red, and white. And Easter brings us pastel-colored bunny corn. There's even gourmet candy corn in flavors such as sour apple. But somehow, going upmarket seems wrong for a candy some people prefer stale. But the classic is the orange, yellow, and white, and this is its season. In fact, Tuesday, the day before Halloween, is National Candy Corn Day. This is not some candy come lately. This is a confection with history. Candy corn was invented in the 1800s by a guy who worked for the Wonderly Candy Company in Philadelphia. In the early days, making candy corn was hard work. It was done by hand. The ingredients were cooked in huge kettles. Then the hot candy was poured into buckets. Men poured the liquid candy corn from the buckets into kernel-shaped trays. The workers had to make three passes to create the white, yellow, and orange layers. Production was so labor-intensive that candy corn was made only from March to November. The machine age has made candy corn available year-round. But I've never eaten it except around Halloween. That seems like its proper time. And there can be too much of a good thing. It's hard to eat one piece of candy corn. If you eat one, you have to eat the whole bag, however big it is. This usually makes you sick. Although the new spin is that candy corn is kind of a health food. It has no fat, it contains less sugar than raisins, and candy corn has only 3.57 calories per kernel. But I don't need excuses.
No way. Candy Corn Day? Bonnie Wolf is author of Talking With My Mouth Full and host of Kitchen Window, NPR's food podcast. This is NPR News.